Hello, this is Bixby. Welcome to the Bixby Developers Chat Podcast. Here is your host, Roger Kibbe.
Hello, Bixby Developer Chat listeners. Last week, the Bixby Developer team was at the Project Voice Conference in Chattanooga, Tennessee. It was really an amazing experience. The conference was basically a who's who of voice, and we, Samsung and Viv Labs, were there, along with Amazon Alexa, Google, Microsoft, Mercedes-Benz, some incredible smaller voice companies, and some really innovative startups. Well, at the conference, I had the pleasure of interviewing 33 voice developers, designers, podcasters, and all-around voice gurus. In today's episode, we're going to hear from the first 16 people I interviewed. Next week, we'll release the second set of interviews. Without further ado, let's go to the floor of the Project Voice Conference. I'm with Martin Lenz Fitzgerald. Martin, why don't you tell us what you do?
So for over 3 years now, I'm a voice evangelist. So I help companies find their way into this new channel, maybe even a new medium. And I do this in Amsterdam. So mostly Europe is where I work. Customers like Vodafone, KLM, Talpa, all kinds of companies that I talk to that I help inspire or actually get simple skills or actions going or even help them scale it.
Awesome. And we're here at Project Voice. What are you doing at Project Voice? What are you seeing that you like?
Well, here I am actually talking to people about Project Silver, which is my project that helps elderly people get a better life, uplifting their life using voice technology. And it's a consortium I created together with Google in Holland, as well as the local AARP and insurer and the government bank. And what we found, I'll be sharing this research tomorrow, is that over 21% of the elderly had talked to devices already, so they're up and running. And basically, it's a very promising medium for them. So with the consortium, I'm trying to get customers or basically trying to get organizations to create services for the elderly because it's really handy.
That's great. You know, I am super bullish on the elderly and voice because it's not a technology they need to learn. Just talk.
Exactly.
And then it just works. And I think it's one of the, there's such an opportunity for the voice industry to get in and help the elderly and have them lead a better life.
It's what I found with, this is now running already for a year and a half, is that it's a flywheel effect I found. As in the platforms, they get more users, get more of a positive PR angle. It's not just light bulbs on and off and buying flowers. No, it's making people's lives better. There is so much impact there. The organizations get more customers, service them better, and then the elderly whose lives get uplifted. So, and that together creates like a magic potion, if you will. And we started now also in Denmark. I'm looking to start in Germany, in the UK, as well as in the US now. So that's my mission.
So you've touched on this a bit with talking about your project and Silver and the elderly, but where do you want the voice, where do you see it going in the next year, 5 years? Where would you like to see it go?
You know what? If I was younger now, I would study the anthropology of emerging tech. So how do you emerge a new channel like voice? This is my fifth new medium. I started out web, did email, did mobile, did augmented reality, and now this. And so where are we now and what's going to happen? I ponder that. So on one hand, I think, are we at the gopher stage, if you remember that, and Veronica?
I'm old enough to remember that.
This is pre-web, pre-HTTP. Are we at CompuServe and AOL? It's a little bit further. It was these walled gardens, which the platforms are. Mm-hmm. Or are we at the stage where you had just Nokia and BlackBerry, but no iPhone or Android? And I think we are before the iPhone moment of voice. And actually, we're standing here in the Bixby stand. I think the approach that Bixby has is one of the key next generation approaches that we need. That is different than almost the app model, which you find with Amazon and with Google. So I'm really following what's going on with Bixby because I think that is very promising.
Well, thank you very much. We're trying to push the industry forward. And, we have very able and great competitors, and I think it's all just a rising tide for all going on right now. So, Martin, if people want to follow what you're doing with Project Silver or yourself, how would they keep in contact with you?
Project Silver with a Z.com is where we will publish our research results next week. I'll be launching that tomorrow here informally, but the next week it'll be downloadable as a PDF. And then if you want to know more about me, use me in your company any which way, as a talk, as a workshop, or help me create services, lens-fitzgerald.com. Everything's there.
Awesome. Pleasure talking to you, Martin. Thanks. Okay, we're back, and I'm with Pat Sweetman. Pat, why don't you tell us what you do?
Hey, everyone. I'm Pat from Voice First. Right now, we are releasing a product for musicians, the Alexa and Google Assistant for musicians, so that any musician in the world can upload a couple of their songs, their own voice to replace the default Alexa and Google synthetic voice. And that way, any of their listeners around the world can have a more interactive album experience. They can view it right now at interactivealbum.app, and it's a free process to publish on Alexa. And Google has a little premium charge in there, but that'll make it so that any artist can publish, so that your fans, in addition to being able to go to Spotify and iTunes, they can just talk to their Alexa device to be able to say, for example, Alexa, launch Ladies of Lani. Alexa, launch Tanika Marie. Alexa, talk to October Jones. And then it immediately comes back, yo, it's the October Jones experience. You can talk to me about my newest album. You can ask me how I came up with my name. You can ask me about some of my sponsors. What do you want to chat about? And then they can have a conversation with the artist via these new voice assistants to reinforce brand, make music more accessible, and to make music, instead of it being a very linear process, to divide it up and make it more of a dynamic listening experience customized to the end user.
That's great. You know, I actually think I love the idea of taking, I'll call it old medium with quotes, like music, and marrying it with voice and allowing you to have an interactive, you know, talk to the artist. That's an amazing idea. And as a matter of fact, I just had a conversation with someone about that yesterday, about doing that. So it's great to hear you're doing that. And you're also a podcast host. Tell me about your podcast.
Yes, we run the Your Voice First podcast, where we bring on guests from around the voice community around the world, just talk about voice technology to make and disseminate this information to the general public. There's a quote, everything that needs to be said has already been said, but nobody's listening, so it needs to be said again. So there are phenomenal conversations that happen in the voice space. People still don't understand this technology for some reason. So it's up to people like you guys on the Bixby Developer Chat, us on Your Voice First podcast, and everybody else who's out here collaborating to disseminate this information so that it can be available to anybody for free. That way we can raise this tide of knowledge. Everybody can understand, so we can move forward as a team. That's why we're making, same reason that we're making Interactive App free. We think this should be default. We think voice should be default for everybody. So instead of making any sort of barriers to entry, make it free. Put it in a podcast. Make it easily consumable, pop in your earbuds wherever you're at, and listen. So that podcast is available everywhere, and thank you for being a guest on it, and happy to be a guest here tonight.
Well, and thanks for being a guest. So we're podcast to podcast talking there. So we're at Project Voice. Pat, what are you doing at Project Voice? What are you seeing that's interesting?
Yes, my main goal is to talk to the voice community about what we're doing, because we're here every year with a new platform, and this year we're here with our musicians platform, Musicians for Alexa at interactivealbum.app. Trying to talk to people so that I can get feedback from the voice community, find any partnerships that I can align with. So far, what I've found is very collaborative environment. This is our second time at Project Voice, and as it was last year, everyone's willing to talk, everyone's willing to share what they're doing, everyone's willing to just collaborate, because 1 + 1 = 3 when we can both talk about our goals, and then we can find this new way for us to align together. We're able to create value that we weren't able to before. Like just listening to the Bixby chat when I was in the studio, it was like, oh, wow, I can put my podcast on Bixby? Okay, well, let me see how long this is going to take. And I sat down with Adam Shire, I sat down with Roger, sat down with Alioto and the rest of the team, and they got me up in 15 minutes with my podcast on Bixby. I didn't even think Bixby was going to be on our agenda for 2020. And now, within January, within the first couple weeks, we got ourselves launched. That's the kind of collaboration that I love to find here at Project Voice. So I'm incredibly grateful to have shared this opportunity with you.
Well, thank you very much. And yeah, it's certainly music to our ears. And you know, that's one of the great things about conferences. It's people-to-people interactions and making connections. And that's how the world still works. So Pat, if people want to keep in contact with you and your company, what's the best way to do so?
Best way to contact us is going to be to follow us on TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, any social platform, at VoiceFirstAI. And if you would like to reach out to us directly, you can shoot me a text message, 513-850-5895.
Thanks so much, Pat. Really appreciated talking to you.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks. All right, I'm back. I'm with Artie Merritt of Dashbot. Artie, why don't you tell me more about Dashbot and what you do?
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate you doing this. So I'm Artie Merritt, the co-founder and CEO of Dashbot. We're an analytics platform for conversational interfaces. So we help brands and developers increase engagement, user satisfaction, and conversions through actionable insights and tools.
Great. And we're here at Project Voice. And what are you seeing at Project Voice that you like or is getting you excited? How's your experience so far?
Yeah, it's been great. I'm impressed by the amount of people that are here, all the different companies. It's nice to see some of the folks that you communicate mostly through email or maybe do a video conference with. Seeing them in person is great. So the talks I've been to so far have been pretty interesting.
Yeah, it is amazing. I think I've seen a lot of people who I only knew through Twitter.
Yeah.
And now I actually get to see them face-to-face, and it reminds you how important the human interaction face-to-face is, which is what these shows are all about.
Right.
Yeah. So, Artie, where do you see the voice industry going next 6 months, year, 5 years? You choose your time frame, but where would you like to see it going and what's happening with it?
Yeah, I think it's still a relatively new space. So with any new space, there's always some challenges ahead around, say, user acquisition, discovery, and monetization. So I think that we need to see some improvements around those types of things. What's nice is we're starting to see brands move from the innovation teams, doing the projects and innovation teams, into actual business units. So I'm looking forward over the next year to see more of those experimental projects start to be real initiatives inside those brands.
Music to all our ears, I think. Well, so Artie, if people want to keep in contact with you and or Dashbot, how do they do so?
So our website is just www.dashbot.io, and then I'm Artie@dashbot.io, so it's A-R-T-E.
Great. Thanks so much, Artie.
Thanks.
Really a pleasure.
This.
Enjoy the rest of the conference.
Oh, yeah, you too. Thanks.
Okay, we're back, and I'm with Sanoj. Sanoj, why don't you tell me what you're doing with Voice and what your company does?
Yes, my name is Sanoj. I'm local to Chattanooga. I'm working with a utility company here in Chattanooga, Tennessee Valley Authority, and we basically doing full stack development. And we recently started doing some kind of AI voice kind of applications. So we are interested to see what are the new technology coming from Project Voice.
Great. And what are you seeing at Project Voice that excites you or interests you?
This morning I came straight to Bixby and all new information. Roger helped me to understand more on Bixby, and I'm super excited to see something with Bixby development.
Awesome. Well, that's great to hear. Where would you like to see Voice go in the next 6 months, years, 5 years? Right? It sounds like you're starting to explore voice and building voice applications for your company and personally. Where do you think this industry can go, or where do you think voice is going to be going?
Absolutely. I mean, I feel like this is a next generation stuff, especially, people have no time to spend on looking on a computer or a phone, so they can just ask while driving or while doing their fun stuff. They can ask questions to their watch or their mobile devices. So I'm seeing there is a great potential for voice-related development.
Okay. So, Sanoj, if people want to keep in contact with you or your company, what's the best way to do that?
You can follow me on Twitter, Sanoj, or on LinkedIn, Sanoj Iskari.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
You.
Enjoy the conference.
Thank you.
All right, I'm back, and I'm with Nick Schwab, pretty well-known in voice. Why don't you introduce yourself, Nick?
Hey, Roger. My name is Nick Schwab. I'm the founder of Invoked Apps, a voice-first software company best known for the Sleep Sound series on Amazon Alexa, Google Assistant, and, of course, Samsung Bixby.
Awesome, Nick. So we're here at Project Voice. What are you seeing at Project Voice that you like? What's your impressions of the show so far?
You know, I think my two favorite things so far are just seeing all the people. Pretty much anybody who is anybody in voice, and even people who are just starting off, are here at the conference. And being able to network with them and just meet them face-to-face is an amazing experience. But then second, there's been a lot of conversations that I've had with people just on the side about ethics in voice and how I think that's going to be very, very important moving forward over the next 1 to 5 years.
Super interesting. You tell me more about your ethics in voice conversations. What are the thinking around that, or what are the thoughts that you guys are talking about?
Yeah, so things like what should voice experiences look like in the car? You know, for a long time we've had voice experiences in the car, but they've been limited to texting a friend or calling somebody, right? But now that we're introducing this richer voice experience where you can actually use apps or maybe you can control certain aspects of the car, like the temperature and like the climate, things like that. There are going to be new challenges that we face in the voice industry to make sure that we're not distracting drivers with the technology, even though it's meant to be less of a distraction.
Got it. That makes sense. You know, it's ironic. This technology that makes you hands and eyes free can also be a distraction in the car, and safety and ethics are super important there.
Exactly.
So, Nick, where would you like to see voice go in the next year, 1 year, 5 years? You choose the time frame, but where would you see it going? What do you think is going to be happening?
Oh, gosh, that is a very deep question. actually, during my keynote this morning, I actually hinted on a few different features that I'd love to see brought to different voice assistants, particularly Alexa, but I think it applies to all voice assistants.
Mm-hmm.
Things like the ability to cache data on a device. That would provide developers like myself the ability to build more rich experiences using high-quality video, for example, which would otherwise cost too much to stream over the internet. Just different things like that that are more technical than consumer-facing would allow developers like myself to build more richer experiences.
Got it. So you want to unlock some technical features to kind of stoke the creativity for voice then and let you do amazing new things.
Exactly.
Great. So, Nick, if people want to keep in contact with you, what's the best way to understand what you're doing or your company's doing?
So you can find more information about my company at invokedapps.com, or you can find me on Twitter at Nick Schwab or nick@invokedapps.com if you want to reach out to me via email.
Nick, it's always a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
All right, I'm back, and I'm with Alan Furstenberg. Alan, why don't you describe what you do?
Hey there. So my name's Alan Furstenberg. I'm a senior project developer for Objective Consulting. A lot of what I do is help our clients understand new technologies, and right now voice is one of the bigger new technologies they're asking about.
Great. So Alan, can you go a little more in depth? Because you and I had a conversation about what your company exactly does, and I thought it was really compelling and interesting.
So a lot of what we do are help our clients understand how to take the data that they have, the processes that they have, the workflows that they already have, and improve them. And in some ways, that's improving them by moving stuff to the cloud, or in some ways, that's improving them by creating a mobile app. And increasingly, we are working with them at using voice to improve their processes, improve their workflows, and use the existing data or the things that they're already generating and getting them out to the world through voice.
We are at Project Voice. Ellen, what are you seeing at Project Voice that intrigues you or is interesting?
I think what's been great about Project Voice so far is how many people are actually focused on that kind of end-user delivery, making experiences and delivering things for everyone to take advantage of. So actually delivering products, delivering experiences, delivering knowledge, and a two-way street, having people deliver that knowledge back, all of it using a very ubiquitous, very transparent method of voice.
Great. You know, I think as so many of us are here with that kind of vision about what voice should be. So where do you see voice going in, I'll say, 6 months, a year, 5 years? You choose the time frame. Where would you like to see it go?
Where would I like to see it going is more and more of that ubiquitous nature. Is right now we think of voice as being tied to a device in our house. More and more, I hope we think of it not so much as tied to a device, but tied to things that are around us, so that we are carrying it with us. Maybe it's part of our phones, maybe it's part of our cars, maybe it's part of whatever else we may be using at a time, but just being able to very seamlessly interact with it wherever and whenever we want, when it's important to us, not needing to be tethered to a phone, a car, or a speaker in our house.
Amen to all that. Alan, if people want to keep in touch with you, how should they do so?
Best way to find me is at spiders.com, which is Objective Consulting. My name's Alan Furstenberg. You can find me on LinkedIn as well.
Alan, it's been a pleasure. Thank
been
you
a pleasure
so much.
As well. Thank
Absolutely.
You.
Okay, I'm back, and I'm with Einat Loudon. Einat, why don't you tell us what you're doing?
Okay, so I'm a voice user interface designer, and I do contract work for Mobiquity. And I also founded Chatty Creation, which is a studio and an agency for voice apps. And I created a few Alexa skills and also some Bixby capsules. One of them is The Muffin Man, which is an interactive song where kids can actually kind of talk to the singer. The singer sing the first verse that everyone knows about the Muffin Man. And then she asks them if they want to meet a dog or a cat or all kinds of characters. And then she sings about these characters. So the kids can choose the next verse in the song.
Great. And I believe that's up for an award tomorrow night for one of the best voice experiences of the year, is it not?
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I hope that you win that. So we're at Project Voice. What have you seen that you liked or what's been interesting?
So it's really great to meet a lot of people that I know from the community and some new people and talk about voice in the future. And I can tell you about my talk that I gave.
Sure.
It's about interactive musical experiences. So it's very relevant to the Muffin Man capsule and skill. So... I think that in the future, if some limitations will get fixed, people could interact with music in a really great way with their voice. There are a few voice apps out there that are doing that, but not as much. And hopefully there will be more, and maybe some famous artists can do really fun things with voice in an interactive way.
That's awesome. You know, I think there's such an opportunity for kind of, you know, talk with your famous artist, right? You're there, talk with this musician or get to know them and provide an interactive way of interacting with someone who you're a big fan of. So it's an awesome, awesome idea. I mean, where would you like to see voice go in the next, I'll say, 6 months, year, 5 years? You choose the time frame. What would you like to see happen?
I would like to see, I know it's not such a popular idea, but it would be really great to see some video and voice going together. I think it would be really fun to talk to someone, it's not really talk, you know, to pretend to talk to someone and interact with someone that is like on a video, in a video. And I think it's going to be interesting. Right now, there's not a lot of voice apps that do that. And I want to create one, and I'm working on one right now. And it's interesting to see how it goes. And of course, we want to like reduce the use of screens on one hand, but also if we are using screens, we can have a really fun experience.
Oh, so amen. I have two teen daughters to reducing the use of screen. But if you're going to use the screen, make it an interactive learning experience and a lot of fun instead of a passive, just absorb the information, interact with the information.
And if the experience are also available only by voice, it's also good because then you can watch it and another time you can just interact with the voice and reduce the screen.
Great. So, Ina, if people want to keep in contact with you, what's the best way to do that?
You can find me on Twitter. It's Einat Louden, and on LinkedIn. And there is my website, chattycreations.com. So, if you want to contact me, it's from there.
Okay, Einat, such a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming and being on the show. All right, I'm back, and I'm with Adrian Simple.
Hello.
Adrian, why don't you introduce yourself?
Sure, yeah. My name is Adrian Simple. I'm a 21-year-old student. I'm currently studying in Toronto, Canada. But conventionally, or here, the reason why I'm here is because I create a daily flash briefing. That's kind of what I do, called the Gaming Observer.
Ah, okay. Tell me more about your flash briefing.
Sure, yeah. So for 3 to 5 minutes every single day, that's on Alexa, I talk about video game news. I cover 3 or 4 stories every single day. And then that's where I started, and then I eventually transitioned it to Google Assistant, and now Samsung Bixby, which is very exciting. I'm kind of just doing this every single day.
Awesome. Yeah. So you're at Project Voice. What are you seeing at Project Voice that's interesting?
You know, everything is so fascinating to me here because I mostly just kind of stick to myself, and I have like a microphone in my home, and I talk about video games. And so now I'm coming in and, you know, seeing the car with automotive and healthcare and all that, just the so many different branches that it can go. I had no idea. I'm seeing it here and there on the internet, obviously, but actually coming here and seeing it in person has been such a totally crazy experience. So I'm really loving the variety of this conference.
That's awesome. Yeah, there's nothing like being in person, talking to people in person or experiencing things in person. We are still very social animals that like to, you know, interact directly with each other. So talking about voice, where would you like to see voice go in the next 6 months, year, 5 years? You choose the time frame.
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's kind of hard for me because, like I said, most of my focus is just on flash briefings. Uh-huh. So, guys, in my own personal world, I guess I would be really interested in, you know, in the next few years or whenever it is, seeing a lot of development in sort of that short cast, small form audio type of content really being fleshed out. The really cool thing about what I do is it's very personal connections with my audience, and they're tuning in every single day. And of course, I'm available everywhere, like on Bixby. And I think just more interaction and more development around that type of content is what would benefit me the most, I guess. As for everything else, like I said, I'm kind of new to it all, so I'm still learning.
You know what, Adrian? I think we're all still learning. Yeah. So join the crowd. Hey, Adrian, if people want to keep in contact with you or understand more what you're doing, what's the best way to do so?
Sure, yeah. So like I said, my flash briefing is called The Gaming Observer. It's really easy to find on all the platforms. You can also email me, adrian@adriansimple.com, and on Twitter, @gaming_observer.
Thanks so much, Adrian. It's been a pleasure. Absolutely.
You.
All right, I'm back, and I'm with Tim from 169 Labs. Tim, why don't you introduce yourself?
Yeah, perfect. Thanks for having me. My name is Tim Carlin. I'm one of the co-founders of 169 Labs, and we are a voice assistant agency based out of Germany with an office in Cologne and in Munich. And we're working in a team of 10 right now, mostly for project-based, for clients from the media industry, from the retail industry, and many different other industries. And we've been in voice for 3 years right now, and yeah, focused on the German markets or German-speaking countries, so to say. And yeah, that's it.
Great, Tim. Yeah, I think we met a couple years ago, actually, at the predecessor to this in 2018 all a very small, intimate gathering,
yeah.
And it's amazing to see the growth that's happened.
Here in Chattanooga, yeah.
Yeah, here in Chattanooga, two-year reunion, so
yes,
to speak, and
yes,
things there.
Yes.
So we're at Project Voice. What are you seeing that's interesting here?
It's perfect to see how Project Voice or the Alexa conference formerly evolved over the past 2 years, and we are now like at least 500 or 1,000 people, I don't know. It's getting bigger and bigger, and a lot of big brands show up and show their interest, and I mean that's a clear sign for the future of voice and voice marketing and everything around. Yeah, it's perfect.
Yeah, I'm super excited to see all these big brands that are interested.
Yeah.
That shows the maturity of voice and where it's going.
Yeah.
And such an opportunity there,
yeah,
for us, for all of us who old timers, so to speak, and
yeah,
waiting for some of this magic to happen, and it's starting,
yeah,
to happen there. So where would you like to see voice go in the next, I'll say, 6 months, year, 5 years? You choose your time frame.
I mean, I think the adoption in general still goes on. Mm-hmm. But as I can see from the most recent presentations from the big platforms or providers in voice, I see that there will be clearly a shift to more mobile situations, everyday situations, like being in a car. I mean, we're standing right next to a car where voice assistant or voice is demonstrated, and more on-the-go situations. And maybe we will get the voice assistant out of smart speakers and into other hardware, so that you don't have to speak to that box inside, mm-hmm, your apartment. You can speak to, hopefully, almost everything in the near future.
Yeah, you know, I have a tagline for that, beyond the smart speaker thinking.
Yes,
of kind
exactly.
of and right. walk into your home.
Yeah.
And just be able to talk to it and don't have to worry about what's listening. Your
yeah.
home has devices that listen and they all know how to talk to each other,
yeah,
and you can just get things done.
Yeah.
Right? Whether it's at home or at work, frankly.
Yeah. And whether it's a coffee machine or your laundry machine or something.
Let's API enable everything and then make it happen.
Yeah. You just need Wi-Fi with the fastest internet maybe. Like in Chattanooga. No, you don't need it to. But that's what I see. Maybe in the next 12 to 18 months, I think there will be more and more mobile situations and on the go and not depending on smart speakers.
Absolutely. So, Tim, if people want to keep in contact with you and 169 Labs, what's the best way to do so?
We are on Twitter with at 169 Labs. Personal account is at Kahle, K-A-H-L-E. And you definitely have to follow our conference, which we run in Germany, in Munich. It's called All About Voice, which is the Europe's biggest conference so far, with an annual event with 300 or 400 people from Europe and across the overseas. And,
So All About Voice 2020, has it been scheduled yet? Or
yes.
Is it? Tell me more about it.
November 20, and Brett Kinsella will join us.
Awesome.
A few people from Europe. Ben Sauer is a well-known UX designer, or VUX designer out of London. And Adobe will be there to share some insights. And maybe there will be a contribution from a company called Samsung.
Well, I was going to tell you,
let's see.
I sure hope to be there. I'd love to actually be there. That would be amazing.
Right. You're invited.
Well, thank you very much.
On tape and
now I'm committed. Now it's a done deal. I can't go back on it. Hey, Tim, pleasure as always. Till next time. Talk to you soon.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. All right, I'm back in line with Jung. Jung, why don't you introduce yourself?
Okay, my name's Jung. I'm just a big advocate of voice. I started probably 18 months ago looking at the area, done a bunch of stuff on Amazon Alexa, now into the Bixby space, came second in the Dev Jam with Farm Tycoon, and then just here glad to meet up with Roger and the Samsung crew and having a great time. So.
Tell me more about Farm Tycoon. What was the game all about, and how did that work?
The inspiration was Yes/I, in terms of a fun little yes/no. Make it simple. I think my philosophy around games is that it has to be quick. I mean, time rich, and it's just a quick, fun way to sort of experience a game anywhere, anytime, in a queue at in the bank, whatever, in your car, you just play it. So I thought it was a good experience for me to build.
Awesome. Yeah, I played it a few times. I'm afraid I'm not very good at it, though. I am not a Farm Tycoon yet.
Yeah.
So we're here at Project Voice. What are you seeing that you think's interesting? What's exciting you here?
I am big on healthcare.
Okay.
I mean, part of my role is at a trauma hospital in Melbourne.
Okay.
And I'm just exploring. One of the reasons I'm here is exploring, the whole voice ecosystem, but also healthcare. In a sense, and Mayo was here at Mayo Clinic, and they're doing a bunch of fantastic things around voice. And I'm looking to sort of investigate and bring that back to the hospital of Melbourne. How do you start in voice? I'm building chatbots for the Alfred. Non-clinical applications, just to get people used to the concept of talking to machines. And then I'm hoping to build a sort of voice strategy introduced to the hospital, and then we can sort of go from there. So voice is big here, and I think it's a big thing that's coming.
Yeah, wow. Voice in healthcare. That is super hot. There are several companies here, and you're in the right place at the right time with voice in there, because there's so much opportunity around voice in healthcare and for patients and in the hospital and about. What an awesome place to be. So where would you like to see voice go in the next year, next 5 years? You choose the time frame.
Yeah, I'm big on voice and the big thing that's coming in my opinion is the hearables, is the Galaxy Buds, is Siri, the AirPods. I think that's all around the ambient computing, the smart assistants and the voice assistants anywhere you go. I think Samsung's a big play in that, in the sense they're on the fridge, they're on the microwave, they're in the car, they're just everywhere. So I am really excited about what Samsung has the potential to do with Bixby and with voice. And just having that consistent sort of experience from everywhere you go. So that's what I think is coming, and especially hearables. I'm really big on that. I have hearables. I've ordered the Galaxy Buds with the credits that you guys gave me for the Dev Jam. So I'm waiting to sort of explore that area. But
awesome,
big potential.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, I mean, I think walking around and being able to interact with technology in a totally hands-free way and just talk to it.
Yeah.
Has so much opportunity. Okay, last question. If people are interested in keeping in touch with you or your thinking or thoughts, what's the best way to do so?
I just started with a partner on cognivocal.com. So we're sort of trying to explore games and explore voice experiences. So we're sort of getting started and love to chat to people around what they can do with voice and what we're doing with voice in terms of interaction. We submitted the game called Pirate Island on the Alexa skill, and we'll get that into Bixby at some stage. But that's just exploring monetization rewards in game currency around, voice experience and exploring monetization. But I'm also on LinkedIn, so if you wanted to connect, you'll know on LinkedIn, DYUNGNGO, and I'd love to chat with anyone about anything around voice.
Okay, such a pleasure. Great talking to you. All right, thanks a lot. All right, I'm back, and I'm with Doug Schumacher. Doug, why don't you introduce yourself?
Thank you. I'm Doug Schumacher. I'm creative director in advertising and the voice space. Writer-producer of the podcast Homie and Lexi, which is kind of a comedic parody of the AI and voice space.
Great. And if you have not listened to Homie and Lexi, I highly recommend you do, because it always gives me a laugh, and it's quite well done. So great job.
And new episode out today.
I know what I'm going to listen to tonight then. Okay, Doug, so we're at Project Voice. What are you seeing that's interesting at Project Voice?
It's interesting. To me, it's interesting to just see the difference in years here with the crowd, the number of people involved, the companies that are involved. I mean, it's great to see you guys here. This is a new presence for us. So, to me, the interesting and exciting thing here is to see the voice industry growing overall. It's fantastic.
Yeah, I know you and I have been in this industry for a few years, which makes us old men of the industry,
yes,
so to speak. Veteran. So it is really amazing to see the people have been around succeeding and in a lot of new entrants. Amazing. So, think about voice industry. Where would you like to see it go? And I'll say the next 6 months, year, 5 years. You choose the time frame, but where would you like to see it go?
I don't know whether it's a year or 5 years or whatever, but I feel like in the past few years, we spent a lot of time sort of exploring the technologies and understanding what we can do and what we can't do and things like that. And the thing I'm looking forward to going forward is what I would just call more of a consumer or audience focused approach to the industry. Really getting in and saying, okay, well, what's resonating with people? What isn't? Maybe we don't have to do all the technology that we have available to us, but we select just the right things to do. That's what I'm looking forward to and hoping to help.
Yeah, I always think that represents a bit of a maturity in the industry to go from very technology focused to an end user focus. Let's satisfy the end users and use the technology in the most appropriate way to do so, right?
Absolutely. It certainly won't be the first time that's happened with technology, right?
Right.
You can look at the web, even I think mobile, there's always that learning stage, and it's fun to explore and you find your legs and figure out what works and what doesn't, but I feel like we're getting there.
So Doug, if people want to keep in contact with you, what's the best way to do so?
The easiest way is probably either looking for me on Twitter, but Google Doug Schumacher. My Twitter handle is Meme Runner.
Okay.
Of course, you can always Google Homie and Lexi and our homieandlexi.com and go there too.
And go listen to Homie and Lexi as well.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much, Doug.
Thank you,
pleasure,
Roger.
As always.
Likewise.
Okay, I'm back, and I'm with Alex Dunn of Voiceify. Alex, why don't you introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm Alex Dunn. I'm the director and principal architect of Voiceify. We do basically a SaaS product platform for building cross-platform voice applications and integrating them with the existing marketing stacks that our enterprise customers use.
Great. And we're here at Project Voice.
Yeah.
What are you guys doing at Project Voice? What are you seeing that's interesting at Project Voice?
Yeah, so we have a number of different sessions. We have some in the marketing track where we're working with one of our customers, Wolverine, to talk about scaling to like multi-brand organizations in the voice space. I'm giving a session on Thursday where I'm going to be building a Bixby capsule with Voiceify in 20 minutes and integrating that with the NFL APIs. And other than that, we're at our booth talking to other tech partners and customers and prospects and everything else. So, yeah.
Great. I love to hear you talking to a retailer.
Yeah.
Lots of opportunity and voice for retailers. Retailers are out there. Good talk to Voiceify.
Yeah.
I'll say that. Alex, where would you like to see the voice industry go in the next, I'll say, 6 months, year, 5 years? You choose the time frame.
Yeah. I think in the next few years, the most important thing for me is going to be sort of solving the discoverability issue. We see this sort of exploding growth of development of custom applications across all these different virtual assistants, and the tools to do that is great. I think there's just a challenge in getting those to be discoverable and really deeply integrated with each of the assistants, and so I'm hoping that that problem becomes more solved. I know other platforms are taking certain approaches and it's starting to pick up some momentum, but I think that is just going to lead into building more contextual conversations and really deeper and more immersive experiences in the voice space.
Fabulous. Alex, if people want to keep in contact with you and or Voiceify, how do they do so?
Yeah, so on my personal side, I run a developer blog at alexden.org. You can find me on Twitter and LinkedIn and all that too. And then be sure to check out voiceify.com where we've got all our normal materials and information about our product.
Thanks, Alex. Yeah, enjoy the conference. Thanks a lot. And I'm back, and I'm with Michael Novak. Michael, why don't you introduce yourself?
Yes, I'm Michael Novak with Digital Transformation Partners based out of Northern Virginia, commonly known as the DMV, DC, Maryland, and Virginia.
Got it. And we're at Project Voice. Michael, what are you seeing at Project Voice that you like or is interesting?
Sure. So this will be my fourth year at Project Voice. So I've seen it blossom. In the last 4 years, not only just in the number of people that know about it and are attending, but the type of projects they're working on, I get really excited because I see this digital transformation of what voice can do being applied to not only healthcare, transportation, education, and finally into the holy grail of working in the enterprise.
Great. And so for the voice industry over the next 6 months, year, 5 years, you choose your time frame. Where would you like to see it go?
So for me, I work as a independent advisor for companies that are interested in voice. They may have heard about it, but they don't know what to do. So that's a great question. I think voice is foundational. It's not a feature. It's not a side gig. It literally can change every industry that I can think of. From customer support, we can use chatbots to reduce the number of repeated calls and common information. In operations, I can see this in the next 5 years that I can stroll into my office and say, hey, computer, how many open support tickets did we have last week? And have it spoken to me. Mm-hmm. Or pull up a file and say, yeah, I got to talk about the Johnson account. Pull that up for me. I shouldn't have to sit down, remember my password, log in, get my credentials, get distracted. No, I want my information right now. So in 5 years, I would expect that to happen. And then beyond that, I see it finally arriving in the public sector for social good. I would love as a citizen to be able to talk to my government, not have to call them, not wait on the web. I want to be able to talk. It's the most efficient way of communication.
Yeah, absolutely agree with that. You know, there's a saying about information at your fingertips, and I'm like, that's too slow.
That's right.
Fingertips are too slow. I want my information right now, and what a better way to interact with technology than using voice and getting that immediate answer and not having to go unlock, swipe, type, whatever we need to do.
Yes.
Huge opportunities there. So, Michael, if people want to keep in contact with you, what's the best way to do so?
So, currently, like I said, I'm working as an independent consultant, so probably LinkedIn is my best. I'm at IoT Michael Novak on LinkedIn. I have a Twitter. It's Mr. Nova, MisterNova. And those are probably the two best channels to keep in touch with me. And of course, you can always show up to my my event later today, talking about voice for social good and things about accessibility. It's another big issue is how can we make voice more accessible to people and address some of the ethical concerns around which voice is best for you and preferred by you versus me, and what does that mean for society at large?
Awesome. That sounds like a must attend event.
Must listen.
Yes. Thanks so much, Michael.
Appreciate it.
Okay, I'm back. I'm with Sanjay Pothan. Sanjay, why don't you introduce yourself?
Yes, thank you, Roger. I'm Sanjay Pothan. I'm the director of Launch, which is Emerson College's Center for Entrepreneurship and Innovation. Emerson College is a small college based in Boston. We've got a satellite campus in Los Angeles and a campus in Europe. We're about 5,000 students, and we have two colleges, a College of Communication, which is focused on marketing, marketing, communication, and journalism, and a College of the Arts, which is focused on film, visual media, and writing, literature, and publication.
Great. You and I had a long conversation last night, and it was really interesting. And I want to ask you a little bit more about voice and education and the work that you're doing there.
Yes, absolutely. So we are just very excited about voice and AI and the potential for usage of it in learning and helping students learn. So what we started to do at the college was get smart in voice, and we've actually built a couple official college skills. We started with Amazon, and so we built a couple Alexa skills. Then what we've done is actually created a concept called Voicelets, which is helping, which is basically a teacher-generated voice-enabled study guide. And so what the teachers at Emerson have been doing is building these voice-enabled quizzes, providing them to our students, and the students have been using voice to study, either through their smart speakers or, frankly, about half the time through their smartphones, even while in transit on the T or on the subway or things of that sort. Usage has been good, and it's been well received, and now we're actually trying to run a formal pilot with about 1,000 students where we can see that voice actually makes a difference in learning and grades.
Wow, I'm super excited about that. Giving students a different way to learn is just a win-win across the board for students and society in general. So good luck in that, and have some success. So we're at Project Voice. What are you seeing at Project Voice that you like or is interesting?
Yeah. Well, you know, I just finished a couple of keynotes by Samsung and by Microsoft and by Google. And what I'm liking here is that there's more of an understanding now after a couple of years of the need for design and creativity to merge with technology. So I think in any early emerging tech, it's always the technologists that lead, early adopters, but all of the keynotes are really talking about the need for inclusivity, the need for creatives to be at the seat of the table, and for us to kind of co-design together to enable better design and, frankly, also just better accessibility and inclusivity as well. So I think that's been exciting this year, which I noticed is different than last year.
That's great. Yeah, you know, I'm a technologist, and I'll tell you, I keep on saying content and creativity is king in voice.
Absolutely.
It's what's going to bring the industry forward. So along those lines, voice the next 6 months, year, 5 years, you choose your time frame. Where would you like to see it go?
Well, I think, there's a lot of smart speakers out there. I think it would, you know, continued adoption, I think, is the key, number one. Number two, I think right now, I don't know how much repeat usage is happening, so of course we'd like to see repeat usage. And then I'm in education, but I think in healthcare too, I think the promise of voice and conversational AI for, you know, making lives better in education and healthcare is really promising. I've seen a bunch of stuff here, and I think that's what gets me excited is making a difference for it.
Great. So Sanjay, if people want to keep in contact with what you're doing or what your university is doing, what's the best way to do so?
There's a website, emersonlaunch.org is our website, or my email sanjay_pothen, P-O-T-H-E-N, at emerson.edu.
Thanks so much, Sanjay.
Thank
a pleasure.
Roger. Thank you very much.
Okay, I'm back. I'm with Rachel Batiche of AudioBurst. Rachel, please introduce yourself.
Hey, Roger. I'm Rachel Batiche. I'm VP Product Strategy at AudioBurst.
Perfect. And we're here at Project Voice. What are you seeing at Project Voice that you like or is interesting?
So like always, first of all, I really like to see the familiar faces of all the people that are engaging themselves with voice over the past few years. On top of that, it's pretty cool to see how platforms are progressing, how the ecosystem is growing. And I really enjoyed to start seeing how people talking a lot about how can we actually create a business out of what we're doing, which is things that we haven't seen, you know, last year. And once I feel that everything is becoming a little more stable, you know, technology-wise, so people are starting to think, okay, how do I monetize it? How do we take it to the next level? And I think it's one of the most important things for this industry to actually, you know, succeed in the future.
So going back to AudioBurst, for our listeners who might not know what AudioBurst is, what does Audioburst do?
Everyone knows AudioBurst.
Oh, but if you don't, how dare they not?
But if you don't, then AudioBurst provides you with an on-demand listening experience based on short clips of audio. So more specifically, we focus on content that is coming from the media, the online media, whether radio or podcast. We actually listen to around 7 million minutes a month of broadcasted radio and podcast. And our AI system is transcribing everything, segmenting into over 100 topics that we've built into different categories. And then we index all of this content. So we actually make it searchable. We're the only company that made audio searchable. We have the largest repository of everything that comes from radio and podcast. So you can use it, of course, for a Q&A. But as I was saying at the beginning, we decided to build a different listening experience based on the audio that we listen to. So what we're offering is an on-demand and personalized experience based on short-form audio clips. So instead of listening to a full 45 minutes of a podcast, some of them can go as long as 45 hours, but focusing on 45 minutes podcast or a long radio show, we will bring you the exact moments that will be interesting for you. So it can range from 30 seconds update on the latest on the news and to 4 or 5 minutes on evergreen topics from tech to gardening and parenting or anything that you have on your mind.
Great. Yeah, it's an amazing platform. I really like it. It's a great way to discover.
It is.
Amongst all this content and find, you're interested in topic X and there's hundreds of podcasts that could mention it and go to Audioburst.
There are thousands of podcasts that can actually mention it.
That's
and
true.
I think that you kind of nail it because our main focus is discovery and discoverability within the podcast. So the fact that we're transcribing everything and our AI system is actually understanding the stories and not just basing itself on keywords or topics that we find within those words. We also do audio analysis and different cues analysis, and that helps us to actually bring that discoverability that it's pretty lacking today in the audio industry.
Absolutely. So Rachel, over the next 6 months, year, 5 years, you choose the time frame. Where would you like to see voice go?
Yeah, so I think the place where I would like to see voice go is I would like to see the industry becoming more mature. I think it's still, we have some people that are seeing some business coming out of it, but it's very early stages. And I think that it's time that voice will become not just a good-to-have option, but that the industry will be able to convince the rest of the world that, voice first. And this is what we need to think, and this is where we need to head towards. I'd like to see, from a technical perspective, some kind of a consolidation between the different platforms. I think, from a developer perspective, it drives them crazy. We're available, obviously, on Bixby Capsule. We have a Bixby Capsule that we've built, but we've been available also on Amazon Alexa, on Google Assistant. We did some work with Cortana when it was still relevant. And I would like to see some consolidation where, developers will be able to just create their conversational concept and then being able to deploy it across the multiple platforms. I don't know how is that possible and how is that going to happen, but that will definitely help the industry to grow and step out from the phase of just building things for fun or trying to discover what the industry has to offer into a place where it's becoming more mature and attracts more enterprises to become part of it.
Yeah, I think that will enable a lot more kind of the content first, creativity first kind of enablement instead
exactly.
of spending so much time on the technology side, which can be an inhibitor actually
exactly.
to that. So
exactly.
Amen to everything you said. So Rachel, people want to keep in contact with you and or Audioburst, what's the best way to do so?
Yeah, so I think the best way with me is always LinkedIn, Rachel Battish, B-A-T-I-S-H. I'm also available through email, rachelb@audioburst.com. You're more than welcome to visit our Audioburst LinkedIn page, Twitter. I welcome everyone to download our apps. Audioburst is available both on iOS and Android and start listening to your personalized audio content.
Perfect. As always, Rachel, it's a pleasure. Thanks
so
much.
Thank you so much, Roger.
Okay, I'm back and I'm with John Kelvey of Bespoken. John, why don't you introduce yourself?
Well, thanks for having me here, Roger. I am the co-founder and CEO of Bespoken, and we do automated testing, tuning, and monitoring for voice experiences.
Great. And so we're at Project Voice. What are you seeing that's interesting or exciting for you?
So I would say the most, I mean, I've had a lot of great conversations. The most interesting conversations I've had are with Braden Ream from VoiceFlow. I really like what they're doing. And Braden, I think, sees more use cases than anybody who's not Samsung, Alexa, Google. And so it's just really fascinating to hear the sort of use cases that he sees. And in particular, talking about some things around people that are not steeped in technology, able to build interactive experiences for people. So like a real estate agent doing an open house, you know, somebody that wants to just have something for their family. Just really part of a trend of, I would say, democratization of programming mm-hmm. that I think voice really opens up because of the simplicity of the whole input-output with it. So I just was fascinated by that. I don't tend to run into those customers. Real estate agents don't get into automated testing. Mm-hmm. But I think it's a great thing for voice.
That's awesome. Yeah, I love the VoiceFlow guys, and we're going to be meeting with them very soon as well. So actually, I want to back up a little bit and tell me a little bit more about Bespoken for listeners who don't know what Bespoken actually does or what the value proposition is there. Can you tell me about that?
Absolutely. So our thesis as a company is that we're now working on a new type of platform, which is an AI-based platform. And with that new sort of platform, when you're building for AI, it's actually much more difficult in some ways. It's much easier in others. What gets easier is a lot of the coding. We think of it more as building. So you're spending less time writing code. You have to do less explicit stuff. More of it can be just taken care of for you, you know, using dialogues and whatnot. But with all that, that gets easier in terms of the building. You then need to verify all that behavior. And so that verification takes the form of testing. In particular, automated testing tools are really critical. And you know, whether you're talking about just basic functional testing, which is important for everybody, making sure your app does what it should do, all the way to more sophisticated things that are equally important, like speech recognition testing, where you really want to make sure that your users are understood. Mm-hmm. These are the things that we offer. We think they're absolutely essential to building for voice. We find more and more customers agreeing with that. And so it's just exciting. I mean, it's exciting to provide this stuff for this new platform and really see where it goes.
Great, John. And you and I have been in this industry for a couple of years, and we've seen it grow dramatically. But where would you like to see it go over the next, I'll say, 6 months, year, 5 years? You choose the time frame.
So this year, we have decided that we really believe in two specific use cases. We really believe in embedded voice, which means voice-enabled devices, and devices with voice actually embedded in them. And so those things, that works great. Think home automation, TVs, cars, all that stuff. Those are great use cases for us, and I think they're great use cases for voice. We think customer care is also a fantastic use case. So we would, you know, we'd like to see more things brought on, whether it's advertising is something that seems like a possibility. Things like voice flow and blueprints might enable, like, you know, really small experiences built by people that are not professional programmers. You know, and more stuff around entertainment, I guess. I see some stuff with that. Really seeing that expansion of use cases. I think we've come far enough that we see some stuff that's not worked. We see some stuff that really does work. And just seeing more and more things shift into that category. This is a really solid application of voice. That's what we want.
Great. Yeah, I think we all see that as a bright future for that and lots of advancement coming in industry. So, John, if people want to keep in contact with you, and or Bespoken, what's the best way to do so?
We are bespoken.io. I'm on Twitter at JPKBST, and our company is on Twitter at bespoken.io.
Thanks a lot, John. As always, a pleasure.
Yeah, pleasure talking to you, Roger.
Thanks.
All right, Project Voice listeners, that's our first 16 interviews from the floor of the Project Voice Conference. I hope you enjoyed them. Stay tuned next week when we'll release the second set of interviews. Lots of amazing people in there, including Kane Sims, Mark Tucker, Braden Ream, Adva Levin, Tom Hewitson, Steve Arkonovich, Gal Shinar, Terry Fisher, and several other fascinating guests. Talk to you next week.